This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
White House want our call-in number. What's that all about? What? Nolan, say that again in my ear. The White House wants our call-in number.
That's
what, is that what I heard you say?
What's going on here? I don't know. I can't confirm or deny anything at this point.
Like, who from the White House? Is this like his people or those people? Or, like, there's a lot of people in the White House.
I have heard a big name tossed around. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, because I don't want to get the people out listening to us. I don't want to get them, all excited.
Well, me either. I don't, I mean...
And then if he doesn't call,
that's why I ask the question, why do they want to call in number? He can call with everybody else. 800-228-0550. You're before anybody, ladies and gentlemen, the fine listeners of our program. Let me share a little love with you. It is Valentine's Day, so I can say without any blushing... Or anybody getting, any thoughts of me being a little off my rocker. We love you, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely love you. Appreciate you very much. And that is from the bottom of my heart. My gosh, I have to tell you. As you know, I was in Bismarck for a couple of days in the Main Street ND event. And I've been to a few of these events in communities and enjoyed them. Grand Forks, great time. Langdon, great time. Grafton had a great time. I'd go every single day if I had the time to do it. There's been about 16, 14 communities now that have been visited. Beulah and Botno and Bowman and Devil's Lake and Garrison and Grafton and Grand Forks and Hazen and Hettinger and Jamestown, Langdon, New Rockford, Oaks, Valley City. My understanding is 29 other communities have signed up, which means... The Main Street ND folks will be coming your way. This whole thing, does anybody remember Ed Schaefer's Capital for a Day? When Governor Schaefer had Capital for a Day and they'd bring, state leaders and the governor into communities? This is essentially Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford's version of Capital for a Day, but they put it on steroids. It really is just absolutely an extraordinary thing. And Rich Wardner, I was talking to yesterday, and Rich is a senator from Dickinson, majority leader. He was there both days of the event. Had a nice visit with him on Energy Matters. And I said, what did you think? And he said, this governor is getting people to think differently. And I but wanted to jump out of the microphone, into the microphone, into the phone, and say, that's how I've been defining this, because it really is, to me, so obvious that everybody knows the challenges that are faced. In our case, we're a state of 750,000 people with 20,000 job openings right now. And the governor is essentially saying the full promise and potential that we want to get to, we won't get there until our communities do. So how do we get those towns in a place where they have, and it's not complicated. You heard some of our guests talk about, look, it's one thing. It's being known for one thing. Our guest yesterday talked about the cinnamon rolls, all of a sudden, I can't remember if he told that story on the air or off the air, but small town and had one cafe, and they said, what are we going to be known for? And somebody at the cafe said, well, she makes the best cinnamon rolls. So they said, let's just start marketing that. We're the best town in America for cinnamon rolls, right? And all of a sudden, the flower shop is doing a cinnamon flower and other places are doing, and it becomes a thing, and retail shops open up because people are coming to town for the cinnamon rolls, and it was some interstate community where people then started pulling off and they put up signs that best cinnamon rolls in, Louisiana or whatever it was. So it's just one, this is really complicated. And, the great thing about North Dakota, the talent exists in every corner of North Dakota to do this and more. And I think, some people are going to be, I do it how we do it. Some people are not going to be, but there will be, my rough math you know, 20% of the leaders in every community will say, fine, I'm up to thinking differently. They'll roll up the sleeves. Let's do this. And then great things happen. And then we have communities that can welcome what we need for a workforce. So it's something I think about a lot. And, you know, when you think about it a lot and then you see something evolving and happening that is addressing it in a big way, it's hard not to get excited and fired up. It really is. So kudos to everybody that was at Main Street ND. Honestly, I wish some more legislators would have been there. I'm trying to remember. I saw Rich Wardner, and I'm trying to remember if I saw any others. There were not a lot. And, you know, I think, you know, Al Carlson was on with this regional effect on energy matters yesterday, too. And I don't have the clip handy, but he essentially said, you know, the governor is reinventing government, and that's tough work. And there's been a little bit of progress, but a lot more needs to be done. I want to help make this happen. So I think the leadership, and as I mentioned, Rich there yesterday saying, you know, he's making, you know, he believes this is about us thinking differently and very excited about what he saw at the Main Street ND Summit. That's good, the leadership's there. I think this, you know, I would encourage my friends in the legislature, you got a session coming up. You're blessed with a governor with extraordinary bandwidth. Use it. Use it for your communities that you serve. Use it for your constituents. You know, the way we used to do things is not the way this governor is going to do things. That's okay. Donald Trump, I just had an argument with a longtime liberal friend of mine. I talk to her, you know, every once in a while just so I can understand how the swamp thinks. Helps inform my intelligence on all of this. And she's like, you know, there's been 35% turnover in the White House. I'm like, well, who cares? Maybe there was a lot. Some of the turnovers, the people that leak for a living. All they do is say, well, John Kelly did this, and oh, I can't believe they did that. Where's Ivanka? Where's Jared? Stop with the soap opera. Go to work. Crying out loud. I'm tired of all the noise. Meanwhile, what are we doing? Hashtag winning. Getting things done. In big, big ways. There's similarities here, folks. There are. Right here in North Dakota. So it's a fun time. It's a fun time. So back to the Kevin Cramer thing. So Congressman Kevin Cramer is here at 10 o'clock. I have no idea. Maybe, you know, we'll obviously ask him if he's ready to announce whether he's made a decision. I don't know. I have no indication that that's the case. It's obvious everywhere you look that some things have changed. And I think that's appropriate, given how important the United States Senate is to the future of your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. You know, we're at a crossroads in my mind. We need to go to work. So I think that rethinking this a little bit and taking another bite of the decision, I have to tell you, I've not yet forwarded the comments that I've received from all of you, but I have to tell you, the last time I did talk to Congressman Cramer, which was at the Main Street ND event, after his meeting with Governor Burgum there, that he said, you know, this person is saying, you know, this polling shows this, and, you know, just kind of going over some of the data and some of the reasons this has picked up a little bit. Senator Heitkamp's vote on the pain-capable thing has moved a lot of people to all-out begging Congressman Cramer to run. And by the way, I'm one of them now because I just see this change as well. But he said something rather interesting. I'm going to paraphrase this, but he said, you know, I appreciate all that. You know, it's kind of flattering. It's hard not to kind of get sucked into it a little bit. He's talking now about, again, you know, he hasn't said if the president called, but there's reports that he has, and that, you know, there's the vice president and you know, sort of the political apparatus of Washington and, you know, the people that ultimately call balls and strikes and encourage people to get into races. He says, oh, it's flattering and hard not to, you know, sort of be interested and amused by it all. But he said, you know, really, I'm only interested in what my neighbors think, all 750,000 of them. And so, you know, that was, I forget what day that was, now I'm losing track of days here, but it was after I had started asking you the question, should he get into the Senate race or not? Yes or no? And I finally, with the help of some technically savvy individuals that didn't include myself, got around to reading the majority of those last night and counting. Do you know we are over 1,100 texts? How's that for a sample? And what I plan to do, mostly because, you know, yes and no is great, and I told you that's all you needed to do. Text me yes, text me no. If you want to leave a comment, leave a comment. About a third of you have left comments that are unbelievable. So I'm going to keep this going and encourage you to, again, do it. And I'm going to put all of them together and print them and give them to Kevin and Chris Kramer. I'm going to do that. So I can't tell you how much incredible wisdom there is in this audience. It's just phenomenal. Don't ever underestimate that, folks. And to text that, by the way, to 701-367-2054. Order Todd, 701-226-8503. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denizer of Marion. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybean and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law, the checkoff cannot do. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Otter Tail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We got to feel the love today. This is Spandau Ballet. True love. You got it? True love. Exactly right. Manny, it's okay to just crank that if you want. Really loud. How many speakers do you have in the studio there, Manny? Four, five, six, seven?
Just one.
And one of those big bass boom, 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 boom things?
It's like right over the top of my head.
There you go. Valentine's Day. It's also Ash Wednesday today, so remember, Lent begins 40 days right now. I say 40 days to form new habits. good habits, virtuous habits. Virtuous and Scott Hannon have never been put in the same sentence. Let's see if I keep getting this right. Maybe, just maybe, we'll keep doing this. I should have probably saw this earlier, but this is some news that was on Fox News last night from their ace producer, Chad Pergam. He's really good. And he has a statement from Congressman Cramer about this race, which leads me to believe that we will not be getting an answer today. And he said, "On as far as who's courting him, a big part of it is from D.C., Cramer on the case Washington GOPers are making to him to reconsider. Out here, he says it's the fragility of the Senate majority. It's a patriotic call. Chad Pergam's words, it'll be a major recruiting coup if the GOP brass manages to convince both Corker and Cramer to run after they said they wouldn't run. Keep in mind, GOP made a play to get Rubio to run after his failed 16 bid. It worked, and GOP kept the seat. He also says a Heitkamp-Cramer Senate matchup could be a battle royale as they both represent the same constituency. Cramer represents the entire state in the House. Cramer says he's being pushed to reconsider by forces both in Washington and in North Dakota. Fair statement. There is a growing snowball coming out of the state. He quoted Kevin as saying, we are respectfully reconsidering. You can be encouraged by a president, but inspired by a neighbor. That's interesting. Close to what he told me, too, about the neighbor. But he is saying a decision will be made by the weekend. By the end, it says here, now says he'll decide if he's running by the end of the weekend. Okay. So there you have it, folks. That's the latest. That's from Fox News on Congressman Kevin Cramer. He joins us next hour. He listens well. So maybe just call and share your counsel here, or again, by text, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Don't send them to Todd. Todd's off today. I forgot that, so be better if you send them to me. Okay? I want to talk about another big story, unrelated to anything we've been talking about here, and it has to do with the recently passed tax reform legislation. There was a piece of legislation, rather a provision in the tax legislation that harmed privately held elevators. Okay? That was never the intention. Actually, what happened was there was a piece of legislation, you know, a sliver, an amendment, whatever you call it, something called 199, Section 199, that was changed at the last minute by Senator Hoeven, Senator Thune, and others. And the idea was it would fix something that was in legislation that, if that bill passed, would have hurt co-ops. When it passed, the language was such that it actually helped co-ops, gave them an advantage they didn't have before, and hurt. Privately held elevators. So, listen to this. This is actually a Minn Kota elevator down at Wahpeton. Their president, as far as the landscape and what this is doing and the impact it could have right now. Listen to this.
A really major impact that I don't think people understand. This is a tax benefit that goes beyond just your farming operation. If you file a 1040 tax return, you know, even a sub-F or a partnership, you can eliminate your tax liability even on W-2 wages. And that is going to open the door for investors. These investors will invest in the land, and they'll use this extreme tax advantage to eliminate taxes. So we're fearful for a big increase in land prices and rent prices. You know, but we think the loser in the end, it's going to be the family farmer, because they're going to be forced out by investors and larger farmers. So, you know, we're really, you know, the family farmer, you know, is just something we think is really going to be damaged if this thing stays in place.
Holy buckets. By the way, Governor Doug Burgum agrees. Listen to this.
Well, I think there was a unintentional consequence of the, you know, fabulous Trump tax bill, which, you know, created a, I would call it a, you know, mistaken loophole, which is, creates a tremendous tax advantage for people that would sell their production, agricultural production, to a co-op versus anything that's not a co-op.
All right. Congressman Cramer is working on a fix, and he yesterday said this about this particular provision.
It's at the very highest levels of the Congress. I talked to Paul Ryan, Kevin Brady, Orrin Hatch nearly every day on the topic, to one of them or more of them, trying to get some legislation that fixes that mess. So, long answer, but it's a complicated issue.
And it is going to ultimately, be fixed, according to Senator John Hoeven, who's saying, and this is very important, listen close, don't do anything differently as a result of this. Here's what he said, listen.
Well, this is something we're going to get fixed. What we're working to do is get the stakeholders to agree on the language for Section 199. So you've got the larger companies that are typically C corps. You've got the pass-through companies that are, you know, could be S corps or LLPs or LLCs, and you got cooperatives. And we're working to get language they all agree on, and then to put that in place for Section 199. And so the important message is we're working to do this. We need to get the stakeholders to agree. I think we're close, but this is something we're going to get done, and it will be effective for this year. And so as far as marketing, people need to understand that that's what we're going to do so that they can continue to market to the elevators the way they have in the past.
So, in other words, yeah, don't bank on this remaining. It's going to change. It's going to be retroactive. And obviously the idea of selling to someone different than you otherwise would, not a good idea is what it sounds like you're saying.
Right, and that's why we even got the association – the National Grain and Feed Association, which has half its members are cooperatives and half are privately owned. And they put out a joint statement that we're all working on this together and we're going to get it fixed for this year. And so that's what people should count on. So they should go ahead and market as they always have.
We talked to the folks at Minn Kota Ag down in Wahpeton today. And I mean, they painted a pretty dire picture of what this is doing and what it, if not fixed, could continue to do. You sound confident there will be a fix, but do you agree with me that co-ops have not played well here? I mean, it seems to me to take something that was intended to hold them harmless, that, you know, by a clerical error ends up giving them advantage, and then sort of rubbing it in everybody's face that, hey, buy from us because you'll get a better tax treatment, seems to me to be not very neighborly.
Everybody's agreed and put out in a joint statement that we are going to get it fixed and that they'll work to help do that. And so that's exactly what we're working to do, and that's what we will do. And so that's why, again, people need to continue those relationships and count on the fact that their marketing decisions should be made as they have in previous years because we're working to address this.
I mean, I've heard stories where elevators can't buy grain, folks. They can't, they can't, but nobody will sell them grain because the this is being used. So I think the significance in what Senator John Hoeven said is, number one, he's saying it'll get fixed, and obviously Congressman Cramer and others saying the same thing. But in the meantime, don't do anything differently. And I do want to talk with the co-op folks because there's some talk that they're going to now punish politically anybody that tries to fix this. It's kind of crazy. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial, folks.
Or 701-258-0550. Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
I feel like this probably doesn't make the cut as far as the Valentine's Day love thing. What is the name of this song? Anyway, keep it
Low Rider.
Low Rider. Like, where? How would we make that? I don't know. It doesn't work.
Doesn't land.
No. So
it's not Manny's fault, though.
Give me a little Elvis, would you? I wouldn't mind a little Elvis. There's got to be something in our Elvis repertoire that would be perfect for Valentine's Day. Oh yeah.
Something like this.
Yeah. I think this works. Just a little. Now I'm in good shape. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, God bless you. We thank you very much for being the fine listeners of this program. And tell your friends and neighbors if they're in that sort of Twitter world, you know, kind of the millennial thing, you know, we have a Twitter account. Have Scott Hannon. You can sort of get bits and pieces of the show right there. But we'd love to have you listening between 9 and 11 live on the stations. It's also, 7 to 9 p.m. repeated on 550 K-Fire, and KLTC in Dickinson runs it a little later on in the afternoon. So there's just a lot of different ways to access it. iHeartMedia app, a lot of places. So we thank you very much. And we thank our fine advertisers as well. We love them on this Valentine's Day. Where would we be without them? They include our good friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Nothing would make me happier than to head out to 721 West Main in Valley City and take a little test drive on another sweet deal. This is a 2017 GMC Yukon SLT. They call this one an executive program vehicle. And that means it has, like, low miles, like 12,000 miles. That means a couple people took it for a test drive. This thing's practically, you know, brand new. Quad leather seating, sunroof, DVD player, the 22-inch brushed aluminum wheels with the black highlights. It's an eye catcher. Brand new. This thing costs 70 grand. It's on the lot right now at $56,995 today for our listeners. $2,000 off. I'm not kidding you. $54,726. $1,000 off. Wow. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. See it for yourself. Great deal. You drive, they'll ride with you. They're good like that at Puckledge. All right, 26 before the top of the hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour of Talk Radio Town Hall. Based on what we're hearing from Fox News, he is saying he'll make his decision by the weekend. I guess that could mean today, but I assume to mean that's going to be later than we thought. So we'll welcome your calls, questions, maybe encouragement here today on the program forum on any and all issues in the Talk Radio Town Hall. I think actually encouragement might not be a bad thing. You know, these swirls can get pretty crazy on a family and everything else. So Anyway, I think that might not be a bad idea. We also are encouraging folks to share their encouragement via text. As I mentioned, I'm over 1,000 texts now with a vote, yes or no, on whether or not Congressman Cramer ought to switch to the Senate race. Yes or no. And I haven't done math on those since I was about 300. When I was at 300, there was 2-1 yeses to nos, but great comments both ways. And I'm going to print them all and make sure he has them by tomorrow. So this is the last day we'll do that. 701-367-2054 to text yes or no, and we will give away a few MyPillows. I better, 1,000 texts, I better go 10 MyPillows. So 10 random winners of the MyPillows. So a great way to go there. Well, we are pleased to be joined in studio by someone from one of our favorite organizations in the great United States of America, the Heartland Institute. Jay Lehr is a Ph.D. He is a science director, the science director for the Heartland Institute. He yesterday was speaking with corn and soybean growers at their big annual event, which I think they really did well this year by just consolidating the calendar, packing it all in, and bringing in some great folks like Jay to give them some great information. So it is good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott, and a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
We love having you in North Dakota. You know, this is Trump country, and you being a guy that watches regulation and all those kind of things, you got to think this president's okay and probably feel right at home here.
He has exceeded my expectations by a country mile, Scott.
Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it? It is, and you know, it's funny that the swirl, if you pick up the New York Times and the Washington Post and follow the news, is, oh, there's chaos in the White House, and who knew what when, and is John Kelly going to be chief of staff? And some swamp dweller today told me, do you know there's been 34% turnover at the White House? I'm like, who cares? Keep doing it because it seems to be working. I mean, it's amazing how the swamp works, isn't it?
It is, and it's anything but what you read in the drive-by media, as Rush would call it. I've been fortunate to be kind of on the inside. I became Mr. Trump's primary advisor on climate change. He read a paper I wrote before he ran, quoted it constantly during the debates, and immediately after election, he asked me if I would develop a PowerPoint to support technically my understanding that man has no impact on the temperature of the planet. And I did that. Actually, they were asking me if I'd come in and present it to him with the help of the folks at Heartland. We did such a good job. It was self-explanatory. I never got to meet Mr. Trump, but I was rewarded by getting White House briefings on all the things they were doing, deregulating the country about every 6 weeks. So I really know that things are the opposite of what you just described, the Washington Post and the New York Times say. Things could not be more orderly and being done more efficiently. It's absolutely amazed me how the man can work from dawn till dusk and get so much done in a year. And what I talked about yesterday to the soy and corn convention, they were praying for 500 people, would have accepted 350, 800 showed up. It was just amazing. They had wonderful speakers. I was fortunate enough to be the keynote, and I really was able to brief them on the great things that Mr. Trump was doing and the many regulations that he has done away with. He promised initially, and most people are aware of it, he said, for every regulation my administration puts in, we'll get rid of two. Well, he's actually gotten rid of 22 for every regulation that they have instituted. So it's been absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, this is something that doesn't happen in Washington, right? I mean, that's a major disruptor. What you just described is a huge, huge disruptor. Not only has it never happened before, nobody's even tried to make it happen before, right? And can you, Jay, tell people in sort of layman's terms, if you will, of what that trickles down to them and means? I mean, some people say, well, regulation, that's good, right? That's the rules. Why would you want to get rid of the rules? If you will, and yet obviously farmers, ranchers, a lot of savvy business folks in North Dakota know better and know the cost of those. But I'm curious if you can explain to people that maybe don't follow this real closely how getting rid of regulations make things better.
Well, the first regulation he got rid of was Waters of the United States, where EPA tried to take over every drop of water in America by saying that if you had a puddle on your farm, and this sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke, But if you had a puddle on your farm that filled with water, and that water could somehow overflow into a creek, a stream, a navigable river, then EPA controls that puddle, which means essentially EPA would control every bit of water on every farm. It was a disgraceful overreach. That's over. We have to be cautious about it, but that means a great deal. The Endangered Species Act, which has impeded all progress in America, they would say that some critter was in danger because of some development in society, and they would stop it. He has ordered a reconsideration of all the way we study and decide that a critter is endangered. So we're coming back to a level of sanity. We were not allowed to use lead ammunition on federal grounds, that a pellet might be eaten by an animal and affected. And it had a huge impact on hunting on lands that we were allowed to hunt on. All kinds of fishing regulations have been undone. It's unbelievable. He's eliminated 29 environmental regulations that affected the public and agriculture. 24 are under consideration. 7 are in limbo. Way more than I ever would have imagined. And it's run through the entire administration. And as you said correctly, Scott, we have a regulation because there's a problem. But the regulations are cast with such a broad net that the impact ends up being negative and not positive to the American public.
And when changed, as an example of my favorite is the Dakota Access Pipeline. It was stopped for purely political reasons. I mean, it was using regulations to try and prevent something that had lawfully been permitted, that had followed every rule and law. And a blunt force instrument against oil and gas by the Obama administration. The president comes in, changes it within days. I think within 20 days he'd signed the executive order. The project flows, continues, and ultimately oil is going. And guess what? North Dakota today is becoming more and more competitive to the Permian and others because of it. I mean, it is having 100. What is the number? Betty Grandy probably know. Betty's a good Heartland Institute expert. I can't remember if it's $100,000 more per month going into the coffers of the. It wouldn't be $100 million. That'd be too much. There's $100,000 more per month just because of the pipeline going into the state coffers.
Absolutely, it's been a tremendous economic benefit. He's done the same thing with the Keystone Pipeline, which was held up entirely for political reasons.
But it's jobs, right? It's higher wages. It's more prosperity. I mean, there's a lot of win in what you just described for the little guy.
We're talking about more tax revenue. We're talking about a more benefit. And as you know, Scott, everybody who works for a corporation where taxes are withheld is seeing a bigger paycheck at the end of this month, and will for the next 10 months. And I hope they'll remember that in the midterm elections next December and vote for Republicans who supported the tax cut. Not a single Democrat voted for it, and I hope that's the biggest issue. But I helped form EPA back in the late 60s and early 70s, and for 10 years we wrote great safety net regulations to protect the environment. Starting in 1980, the environmental zealot group literally took over EPA, and we have not had a good law or regulation passed by EPA since 1980. That sounds crazy, but it's absolutely true. All the regulations have been to impede capitalism, to impede progress of our nation. And now in 1 year, Mr. Trump has really helped to turn back unreasonable regulation. And I look at the end of his 4 years, the change is going to be dramatic, and I hope he gets another 4 years after that.
Jay Lehrer is the science director of the Heartland Institute with us today on What's On Your Mind. Spoke yesterday at the soybean and corn convention. Corn and soy. Try to say that fast. More coming up with them, and your call's welcome, too, by the way, folks. If you have questions, lay it on us.
This is What's On
701-258-0550.
Straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hot tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. The hot spring spas and pool tables, two Vince's here. Every day made better and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body, using it daily. It's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it, and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake, too. Remember the promo code ACE.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? What is this song? I just hear some country twang. Is it love and a truck? I love my truck. I love my truck. Is it it's something we love? Yeah, I love my truck. I guess you know you can love things. I think people probably better things to love. You know, love the good Lord. Those things. We love all those. And it is Valentine's Day, and we can't stop reminding you of that today. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you have a building and you have maybe some significant maintenance you see in the future on that particular building, and it's going to be a cost disruptor, and you're looking at a threat to the bottom line. Do you know that H.A. Thompson & Sons manages about 600 buildings? And what they do with that Link service system is you don't worry about any of that. You're not sitting there saying, is that boiler going to have to be replaced? Is this going to have to be done? Trust me. HATandSons.com. Give them a call. Check the website. There's a great video on that website. Tell you more about it. It is working for a lot of folks. Our good folks at Delta bring us an opportunity to thank our callers on the program. And the caller of the day, the Delta caller of the day, is Fred and Wing. Fred, welcome. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Sean. Scott, I just wanted to say this guy's talking about regulations. I'm just hoping that Trump got rid of the two regulations that cost farmers $40 an acre every year on corn, every corn acre, every soybean acre, every canola acre. In 2003 and 2004, we bought seed for $15 to $16 an acre from the seed companies. Then they passed a couple of regulations that said we can't plant that seed over, and another regulation that said that they have a 20-year patent on the seed, and the seed went from $15 to $16 an acre in 2004 up till today, where it costs us $65 an acre to $55 an acre. So every acre of canola that's planted out there, because of government regulations, they sponsored a government-sponsored monopoly in the seed companies, and that regulation costs us $40 an acre. Now in a drought year like last year.
Yeah, I hear you, Fred. I hear you. I want to get Jay in here because he's nodding his head.
Everything is going to be turning back. And one of the most exciting things that people are aware of is that President Trump is the first president in 25 years to address the annual convention of the American Farm Bureau. He really cares about everything going on in agriculture, and we're going to see many, many more regulations like the one that you describe fall by the wayside because they're not advantageous either to the country or to the farmer. We also have the best new ag secretary we've had in a very long time. Sonny Perdue.
A farmer.
Is a farmer, grew up totally in agriculture. And our last secretary of agriculture was far more a liberal than a farm advocate. He really was not an advocate. Perdue is terrific. And one of the neat things he's doing, most people are not aware that they think farmers are on welfare because all the money in the farm bill, in fact, more than half of that money goes to food stamps, the SNAP program. And Sonny Perdue is now beginning to talk about requiring a work of a people to get food stamps. You should be working to support yourself.
Do you think the regulations Fred are talking about, though, are the kind that will be repealed? Are they targeted now, the specific ones he's talking about?
They're on the agenda. They're on the agenda. All everything right. That is unreasonable is on the agenda. Obviously, that's an unreasonable regulation to raise the seed price. $40 an acre is absurd. No benefit to the public, obviously a detriment to the farmer. I think that there's a good chance that is on the agenda and will happen. It takes time. They've accomplished more than I could ever imagine in a year. They'll accomplish more next year.
Fred, there's a little love for you on Valentine's Day. You're our caller of the day, and our friends at Delta help us celebrate our callers. The call you ought to make if you're in the oil and gas industry is to Delta for one call, does it all solutions. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, pump jacks, conditioning modules, fabricated modular skids, tank batteries, they do it all. 406-250-8151. Call Eric today or online at deltaconstructors.net. Joe in Aberdeen, South Dakota for Jay. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, Rush was talking about global warming and it piqued my interest last Friday he did. Anyway, I went to Siri and there are 57,510,000 square miles of land, 139,434,000 square miles of water. So it's almost 200 million square miles. And you divide that by 7.13 billion people, it comes out that there's 36 people. If you were to spread them out over the whole world, there's 36 people in every square mile. with all the air above them and everything, my theory is how much effect do we have for global warming when it's that sparsely populated?
That's a big question, but we only have 20 seconds for the answer.
The answer is zero. It's unmeasurable. I mean, there are people that say carbon dioxide has some role, but it cannot be measured. It's in the background. It's noise. So the closest whole number that man's carbon dioxide emissions have on the temperature of the planet is zero.
So, Joe, great call. Call again. And you heard it right from Donald Trump's climate advisor. You can't beat that. And
she
will. Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much. And Betty Grandy's here as well. Betty, also a fellow at the Heartland Institute. $6 million per month was the additional benefit from the price increase on the Dakota Access Pipeline. So we got that, too. Jay, great to see you. Take care. Travel safe.
Thank you, Scott. It's been my pleasure.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.